This past Monday, we had yet another opportunity to participate in Field Day. It's always fun to have friendly sporting events to compete with one another. The basic framework of team competition is working together for an intended championship. No one individual can get there by themselves. You have to work together to achieve the goal. We saw several examples of this on Field Day. It provided some entertaining events. It's always fun to watch a team work together and to come together for an intended purpose. We do the same type of thing in many other aspects of our lives. We rely on one another. For many of you today, this is very evident in your relationship with your parents. As you continue your education here and your transition from adolescence to adulthood, you need to rely on your parents for certain needs. It may be food, insurance, a safe home, or even money from time to time. As you get older, the primary individuals in your life may change. It may turn to a spouse or to a close friend, but the need for reliance remains the same. But in our Christian lives, God calls for something that is personal to each and every individual. He tells us that we alone are responsible for the outcome. We can't rely on our parents, our spouses, our relatives, or our friends, but he also tells us that we're not alone, but we need to rely on Christ. We read from John chapter 11. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" This is one of the most familiar and beloved statements of Christ, and with good reason. It provides both the objective and subjective truth of what he has done for us. On the one hand, he is the resurrection and the life. He has accomplished that on our behalf. He has paid for our sins and gained entrance for us into heaven. But on the other hand, he also helps us believe in him. He gives us the spirit-kindled faith in our hearts, something that we couldn't get on our own, something that our natural reason resists. He gives us that gift through his Spirit. But we often overlook and neglect another very important part of this passage. The question at the end, do you believe this? Even though in this immediate context, Jesus is talking to Martha, each and every person in this world is going to have to answer that question. Do you believe in Jesus? We might as well substitute our own name in at this point, because Jesus seeks the same question from you. He seeks a personal relationship in your heart through faith. Jesus explained this relationship earlier in his ministry. He said, "This is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." God's desire is that all men would come to a saving knowledge of him through faith. He desires this in a most intimate way, down to the very individual level, down to the one-on-one relationship. Jesus uses the singular in this passage just as he does in his question to Martha. Do you, singular, do you, the individual, believe in me? The very fact that Jesus asks you this question, that he desires a personal relationship with you, means that he's looking for an answer from you and you alone. We can't rely on somebody else for this answer. We can't rely on what our parents believe or what our siblings confess. We can't rely on the tradition of our ancestors. In fact, we can't even rely on ourselves. Our sinful natures are dumbfounded at the mysteries of God. We're unable to comprehend and understand them. But even at this point, when it seems like our quest for an answer is lost, God does not leave us. We look back again to the beginning of the passage. Remember, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He has accomplished our salvation. It is a proven fact. It is done. And now, based on that work which Jesus has done, based on his grace, he now sends us the Holy Spirit to guide us into faith. Jesus promised this to his disciples just as he does for us, John chapter 14. "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and to bring to your remembrance the things that I said to you. Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to confidently answer Jesus' question with, yes, I do believe in you. We don't need to rely on our parents. We don't need to rely on our friends or our professors or our relatives. We don't even need to rely on ourselves. We don't need to rely on calling ourselves Lutheran or telling people outside of our fellowship that we're confessing Christians. We don't need to rely on any of that. All we need to do is look to Jesus and Jesus alone. We have this inner peace of faith through the Holy Spirit, but from an outward perspective, our lives often seem tumultuous and difficult. We're subjected to a world filled in sin. We're tempted from a day-to-day basis by our flesh. We're tested by the cunning trickery of Satan. Just as it's nice to rely on our teammates when competing in a competition, so God gives us something we can rely on to strengthen our faith. Not only does He use His Spirit to create that faith, but He doesn't leave us there. He gives us opportunities and instances where we can strengthen that faith through His Word. Emmanuel is one such place where God has given us the opportunity to strengthen our faith, to grow in our knowledge of Christ and in our wisdom of God. God has blessed our lives here by giving us a support group of united people. People united in faith, united in confession, united in mission, united around the Word of God. But what happens when we leave here? What happens when we cross that dividing line into the real world? What happens when somebody asks you, what do you believe? Rest assured, people are going to ask you that, if they haven't already, and you need to be able to provide an answer. We need to remember why we come to Emmanuel. I'm sure many of you would say that, I'm here because my parents sent me here. I'm here because they want me to be here. In high school, this is especially true because we still rely on our parents. We still look to them for the needs of our education and our day-to-day lives. But remember that Jesus asks you, the individual, do you believe this? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? Do you believe that I am the way, the truth, and the life? Do you believe that I am the only way to salvation? Jesus asks this question to you, and He expects an answer from you and you alone. Maybe you have come to Emmanuel because your parents wanted you to. I'm sure that's true with all of us, but that's not the only reason why we're here. We're here to grow in our faith, not your parents' faith. We're here to receive support from like-minded Christians. We're here to be strengthened by the Spirit through the work of God's Word and through the means of grace. We're here to prepare for our Christian lives in service to Him. Remember why you can say, I believe in Jesus. It's not because of your friends. It's not because of your professors. It's not because of your parents. It's not even because of yourself. Remember the purpose that you're here at Emmanuel for. You're not here to live out your parents' beliefs or your parents' faith. You're here to grow in your own personal faith in Jesus Christ, a personal faith which He has given to you. But as you leave campus, and in a couple of days, some of you will be leaving probably for good, for your education here anyway. Remember that Emmanuel is only one of many forms which the Lord gives us to strengthen our faith. He gives us church. He gives us mission groups. He gives us concerts of praise. He gives us times where we can help one another out. Remember the guidance that He gives you through your professors, through your teachers, your pastors, and your fellow Christians. Remember how He is using these individuals to strengthen your faith, because they've been there before. They've been out in the real world. They know what you're going to be confronted with. They've been tested and tempted with the same things that you are, and God is using that to help strengthen you in your life. All of these are ways which He strengthens you through His Word, and a sharing of that Word with those whom you have unity with. Yes, Lord Jesus, we believe You. Now strengthen us. We close with hymn 427, verses 1, 3, and 7.